producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea to do today. Well, Shane and I were kind of congratulating ourselves. We were just having a moment of, ooh, aren't we cute? Because yesterday was our first day together. And together we covered the Ray Rice story really before anybody else did. And, man, is that thing blown up or what? And apparently, true, Shane, that we got a whole lot of people on who wanted to respond on Facebook as
Yeah, all kinds of them here today. I checked the page overnight, you know, after we had left here, and holy smokes, did that blow up.
All right, I tell you what, let me just give kind of a quick rundown, and we'll go on Facebook. And folks, understand, especially if you're new to us, because I know we have a whole bunch of new stations, but even if you're one of our kind of long-standing sort of wonderful listeners, you're always allowed to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. You know, it's perfectly okay. That, you know, we'll talk about something that sort of catches our fancy, but because every once in a while I hear someone say, well, I didn't want to interrupt what you were talking about. I said, no, you're always allowed. That I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm here to help and do whatever I can to help you under any circumstances, anytime, any day, any way. So please don't ever feel that you can't call about something that is, as far as you're concerned, more crucial than what we're talking about, which is perfectly okay. On the other hand, we sort of cover that. My deal with y'all is that you'll never miss a news story, an important news story, because you're listening to me. So if anything, either good or bad, happens while we're on the air, we'll let you know about it. Well, and this is one of those stories that somehow we both had the inkling that this was going to be a big deal, even though it wasn't yesterday by the time we went off the air, which is Ray Rice, who's a running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Here's the deal. That the league knew that he was charged with, I think, a criminal assault, I think it was, in the spring. And he went to trial, and they basically gave him basically a little tiny, I wouldn't even call a slap on the wrist, I would call it a little kind of a little flick on the wrist, and said he basically had to do community service, and he was suspended for 2 games. Well, it turns out that there is this really horrifying video that the police had, it turns out, that was released widely yesterday, of showing him clocking his then fiance, his now wife. Another issue about why, having been knocked unconscious by her fiance, she would go ahead and marry him. And supposedly they were both getting some counseling. Because, and as I mentioned yesterday, the video shows her kind of pushing him as well. So it's not, and I'm not one of those people who thinks that it's only assault if a man hits a woman. It's an assault if a woman hits a man as well. However, the degree of assault, and I don't know whether the police, I mean, one was kind of a shove for a very large man from a relatively small woman, and the other was knocking somebody unconscious, dragging her out of an elevator, depositing her face down, showing absolutely no compassion whatsoever or any concern, except to maybe get the elevator door closed. Okay, so this video came out yesterday to, as one would expect, a huge outcry. People were, understandably, women were upset, the judicial system was upset, the NFL appeared to be upset, in that by the end of the day, Roger Goodell had suspended indefinitely from the NFL, and the Ravens dropped him. Okay, so story number one. Well, I guess that's story number one and number two. The original, then, I guess, number three. Then the video, which could... So, but there's several other issues here that are kind of floating around the major issue. And the one that Shane and I talked about yesterday is the NFL sort of allowing a culture of thundery, for lack of a better term. And this is the first. Unfortunately, I'm sure it will not be the last. We've had college. Penn State certainly had something that was not thuggery. It was, there's another word that we're not going to use here, but covering up for their athletes and their athletic program. And my concern was that these guys are hypocrites, that they'll take a, when something becomes public, and in Donald Sterling's case, which I thought was highly questionable, and that there's no question he was an idiot, but it was a private conversation, and should he have had to divest himself of his team? Well, that's water under the bridge. This one, once it came out, the commissioner stepped up and said, okay, you're out of here. And then the Ravens said, okay, you're out of here. It turns out there are reports that the league had that video originally, that they had that, which means that they participated essentially in the cover-up. And now we have his wife saying, oh, no, this isn't fair. I can't believe you guys did this. It's the media's fault. It's a nightmare to take something away from the man I love that he has worked his ass off for all his life to gain ratings is a horrific. I think, honey, that's a bit of a misunderstanding. So, let's hear what people... I mean, I think, first of all, the video is stomach-churning. And I think it's, my guess is that Roger Goodell is done, that he's out of there.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that if you can take a team away from one man for saying that you are besmirching our reputation, what does it mean when a man clocks somebody, knocks her unconscious? That's okay? That's not besmirching? That's part of the culture? Come on. So, and it's really being called a cover-up. So, and it would be nice to think that that this would be sort of a beginning of a new day in football, in the NFL. You know what? If you prosecute enough people so it's too dangerous to cover up, maybe it will. And there, it's unclear. I mean, as I said, the reports I saw yesterday said that... that in fact there were, that they knew. So, but even if they didn't know, it seems to me that the punishment did not begin to fit the crime. So, and the question is, I mean, he's already gone to trial for it once, and presumably he can't be tried for the same crime more than once. So, so this one, I don't think this is a story that's going to go away terribly soon. That Goodell says, oh, he says that an ex Washington Redskin whose name is Sage Rosenfeld said Roger Goodell made $44 million last year to make really difficult decisions. This was an easy one. Said his job is to have the league's best interest front and center. When the NFL and Ravens say they didn't see the most recent video of the knockout in the elevator, I have two thoughts: either they're lying or they didn't look hard enough. Two things that are inexcusable. Okay, so let's see. Do you have any thoughts about this, Jane, that you want to share?
Well, yeah, and maybe we can get into it a little more after the break. But I was, you know, from my point of view, a guy who could never even fathom doing this to my wife. What is that? I mean, what's the mindset not only behind him, but behind his wife apologizing, you know,
right.
For it, you know?
Fair enough. Let's take, because they're two separate questions. They're not completely unrelated,
right.
But they are separate. All right, so here's the first one. How long do I have here? I don't have very long,
Yeah, about 20 seconds or something like that.
20 seconds. When we come back, I'll tell you, we'll answer both questions. All right, number one, how does this happen? What could be the mindset of a man who would beat up on a woman that presumably he loves? And what would be the mindset of a woman who will let a man that presumably she loves and is loved and he loves her beat up on her? All right? Answer both questions when we return. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking about the Ray Rice story. And as I was saying to Shane, this is the kind of story that in some ways is, you know, it has been one of the cornerstones of my career, which is a story everybody knows about and has huge psychological implications that I sort of can bring a different perspective than many of the people who will be talking about it today. And we have a couple of questions that we're going to ask to answer that I'm going to answer that Shane brought up. But first, we're going to talk with Don. Don, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well, Don. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I had a comment on that Ray Rice deal. I watched that interview, after it happened. And to me, it looks like that lady's still scared to death. You know, the way she was sitting and the way she was looking down. And it just, to me, her body position looked like she's still scared. And to me, that's why she's pleading with everybody to let Ray Rice back into the NFL because she's, you know, she's scared that if she don't, she might get beat up again.
All right, I didn't see the interview you're talking about, but with your permission, Don, can we talk about that question that everybody says? Well, how can you? They were engaged at the time, but how can you go ahead and marry some guy that you know is capable of that kind of violence? And let me give you, I'm a psychologist, as you know. I'm on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence, so this has been something I've worked on basically my whole career. And let me give you a couple of perspectives for it. Because there's a part of me that just wants to, you know, to grab her and say, girlfriend, what are you thinking here? I mean, you know, if he'll do it once, he will do it again. And we know that. But let me, from her perspective, tell you what goes on with domestic violence. The first thing that happens is that he will apologize. He'll say, I can't believe, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again, number one. The second thing he will do is he will blame her. He will say, you know, it's only because I love you so much or because you had too much to drink or you were flirting with the guy at the casino, you know, so it's really your fault. So the first thing he'll do is he'll say it'll never happen again and he'll be very apologetic. And then very quickly it becomes her fault. So she is instantly on the defensive. And then quite often he will buy her something. And there's no question in my mind that there was something lavish that went on here that said, and that's part of the seduction. And those three things together. And my guess is if we looked, and I don't want to talk about a woman that I don't know, because I don't know her. But it's not uncommon in these kind of situations for a woman who has been assaulted, has been beat up by other boyfriends, quite often came from a situation of familial violence. So either dad or brothers beat on her, or dad or brothers beat on each other, or dad or brothers beat on mom. So it's something that she kind of has come to expect is just how men behave. And quite often when you talk with women who are in this situation, that's what they'll say. They'll say, well, you know, he just lost his temper, or it's my fault, or he's, you know, this doesn't happen very often, or he was beat up. And it's certainly possible that Ray Rice came from a situation of violence as well, because we know that that tends to occur, that if you've been beat up, you tend to beat other people up. So all of those factors kind of combine. And then there's the she's a public person. I think you're absolutely right. The fear factor can't be completely dismissed. And there's something called the Stockholm syndrome where, and we saw this, it was discussed first. It's an old theory, but it was discussed in the popular medium with Patty Hearst when she began identifying with her captors, is saying, you know, that Ray Rice's wife would say, well, you know, I deserved it, or it was my fault, or, you know, I shouldn't have made him mad at me. Or in this particular case, because she did hit him in the video, you can see she takes off after him first, or from the video. Now, who knows what happened behind that corner, but it's certainly possible that she, in fact, did instigate this, and she would take responsibility for that. And her hitting him isn't okay either. The fact that she's much smaller and didn't hurt him as much as he hurt her doesn't offset the fact that she hit him as well. So you can see that you've got this volatile couple, and so she'll make excuses for him. He'll blame her. He'll apologize. He'll promise it'll never happen again. He'll bribe her. And both of them may, unfortunately, think that this is what love looks like, that somehow all that passion and all that, it's only because we love each other so much, it's only because you were flirting, it's only because I'm jealous, it's only because you're so pretty, it's only because you're such a virile male. I mean, there's all this kind of nonsensical assumptions and rationalizations about why it's okay to hurt somebody that you love. To the extent that Liz Claiborne, the designer, actually started a program probably 20 years ago that says love shouldn't hurt. And I think that that's, and her program is specifically focused on teenage girls, Don, because that's quite often when it starts. That boys get, that's when dating starts, and that's when boys sometimes think it's okay to control their woman. And, Don, you know, you're a guy. My guess is if you remember back to high school, that there was some point where there was some sassy woman that was dating one of your friends, and somebody else said, can't you control your woman? And that's really where it starts. And hopefully nobody you knew, and certainly not you, would ever slug a woman. But that's where it starts, that sort of macho culture that says real men control their women. And real men don't control their women. Real men respect their women. Real women respect their men as well. It's not a one-way street. But this is hopefully a story that will convince people to start talking about violence in relationships, about control, about macho culture, not only in the NFL, because it's not just the NFL. The NFL is the public face of it, but it happens in high school locker rooms. It happens to a certain extent in junior high school locker rooms, and it happens in college locker rooms. That notion that we're macho men and that violence that's applauded and rewarded on the field has to somehow not translate into personal life. And it's not only the NFL as well. If you talk to people in the armed services is dealing with a similar problem about men and women who come home from Iraq and end up in domestic violence situations, both men and women. It's part of a larger issue of saying it's okay to be violent in this context, but not in this context. And either we have to say that violence is never okay, which unfortunately I don't think we're going to get to as a society anytime soon, but we certainly have to do a better job at saying that domestic violence is not acceptable under any circumstances, and you will go to jail. And if you go to jail, in many states, it's that once a domestic violence call has been called in, it used to be that the woman had to testify, because it was most often men against women. I know. But if the woman wouldn't testify for exactly what you're saying, Don, is that she figures, I'm going to lose my house, or I'm going to lose my kids, or I'm going to lose my income, so I'm not going to say anything, and God forbid he ever gets out, he'll kill me, which is not an uncommon phenomenon. So now in many states, once domestic violence occurs, the woman doesn't have to testify, and the police could in fact testify whether she wants them to or not, because there are an awful lot of cases that you're seeing played out today where the victim says, no, I was wrong, it was my fault. So, Don, I didn't mean to take your whole time, is there any more that you want to say about this? Let me put you on hold, and we'll get Shane to it. If you want to talk, I'll let you talk. I'm Dr. Joy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, what we're talking about is the Ray Rice story. And before we talked with, I didn't write down his name. What was his name?
Don, I think was his
Don,
name.
Don, I think you're exactly right, from Georgia, who wanted to know, who said that from his perspective that she looked, that his wife, Janae, looked terrified, and he thought that that's probably part of the reason why she was doing what she was doing, is feeling that if she didn't, that she was in danger. And, you know, that could certainly be part of it. He said he watched, he was specifically looking at her body language, and she looked frightened. And I didn't see the press conference he was referring to, but certainly that can be one of the phenomena, but there are other ones as well. And you could say, well, why not leave? Let me just tell you, from my perspective as a psychologist and dealing with this issue of domestic violence for a huge amount of my career, that women tend not to leave until their children are involved. And the first time he hits the child is when she really decides that maybe she needs to save the children, which is a very sad commentary in some ways, because it means that children have grown up in that environment, or that it's so life threatening that she feels that, and again, for the sake of her children, that she has to leave. And even then, it's a very dangerous procedure. I'm trying to remember the statistics, that I think domestic violence is the second greatest cause of death of women under the age of 40. Car accidents, I think, is number one. But domestic violence, I think, is number two. I mean, think about that in our society. And part of, I think, the reason that this is such a big story right now, and should be, is first of all that the video is just so graphic. And second of all, that she went ahead and married him. And third of all, she's now blaming the media for it. I mean, the media didn't create that tape. All right, let's hear. And the second thing that you asked is from the man's point of view. Let me just take a very quick story. About 10 years ago, a TV show. And people would essentially do what they do on the radio show. They would call and say, "Could you help me?" And instead of doing the work on radio, do it on television. And there was a couple of young men. When I say young, they were in, I think, mid to late 20s, who came on the program. And both of them had issues with domestic violence. I think that neither of them had gone to prison for it, but I think there had been whatever the issues were. And so one of them came on. I remember one in particular, and he said, I need you to help me with this. And I said, well, why do you hit her? And he said, well, because she's just so irritating. It's the kind of woman she is. And so I did something which my producer, I think, was ready to murder me about, perhaps the wrong choice of words in this particular context. I got in his face. He was sitting down, and I got in his face. Literally, I was a couple of inches from him, and I started giving him a hard time, saying, you know, you're not being honest with yourself, and I was giving him a hard time. And what happened, which was kind of my point, not for me to get clocked, but his legs started jiggling, and he started getting flushed, and his eyes opened wide. He basically had an adrenaline response. He had the fight or flight response. And I stopped before he got out of control because, as I said, I didn't want to embarrass him, and I certainly didn't want to get hit. But he was sort of moments away from that, and I stepped back and I said, "Look, you really don't know me very well. What you know of me, you respect. You asked me to help you. You know I'm trying to help you, and you were seconds away from hitting me." And I said, "Look, there are irritating people on the face of this planet." I'm not suggesting your wife may not be the most irritating person who's ever put shoe leather to pavement, but it doesn't give you permission to hit her. And I said, "Look, here's what I'm going to point out to you, that there are symptoms. You have warning signs before you actually hit somebody, and I can tell you what they are because I just watch them come up. You feel warm. You feel agitated, your foot starts jiggling, which means that if you're standing, you're going to feel like you're going to move back and forth. You clench and unclench your fist. You feel flushed in the face. Your pupils dilate, your heart rate goes up. So if you know all those symptoms, if you can become aware of them, then what you can do is move away from the situation."
There you go.
You do not have to hit her. She may be irritating. The two of you need to decide whether you can profitably put together a life at some point, but you can't decide that when you're having all those symptoms. And because I'd watched him do this, because I didn't know exactly what his symptoms were, although those are very common symptoms, but he then does. And I said, "Look, I'm going to give you a tape of this program, and you're going to go home and watch it, because it means that when, and to the point where you can intervene in your own situation." And Shane, you don't know this because this happened just a couple of weeks ago, that I was in a situation which I've shared with my listeners, where I was getting my hair cut and a woman lost it in the beauty salon to the extent that she was throwing things and knocking over hair dryers knocking over chairs.
Wow.
and ended up throwing, and I was actually helping her before this, so I was really a target of opportunity rather than the real focus of her violence, but she threw about a 20-pound steel box at me that luckily I saw it coming, so
wow.
I ducked. Yeah, and it hit my knee and sliced my and my leg. I had a huge bruise on my thigh
Oh,
and
man.
Sliced my knee open. And so and it it got, you know, that she got arrested. It didn't have anything to do with me. I didn't call the cops. Everybody else called the cops on her, and the EMT came. It turns out she worked for the post office. So my quip was, wow, it's tough going postal on a day where you're having a bad hair day.
Right.
But it was a very poor choice on my part. But the point being, when they came to interview me, and the post office came to interview me, the attorney general came to interview me, and I said it, you know, it was very interesting because when it happens to you, it's a different perspective. I said, you know, it was really interesting because there were probably four or five times during this situation, because she was there for at least 20 minutes, half hour, when I was there, and she was there beforehand, where she could have, look, it feels good to all of us to just let go, right? We throw something, we yell at something, we slam a door, whatever. But most of us don't do that very often, number one, and number two, because we're going to have to clean up after it. And there are times where, I mean, all of us have probably said things we wish we hadn't said, or, and at that moment, most of us have the ability to take a quick step back, a quick breath in, and decide to disconnect, to ratchet it down rather than dialing it up.
And this perfectly speaks to another issue that I've been having with this whole thing, and that, for example, I don't want to call out the listeners and just the listeners, but we did have one listener comment on there that he was protecting himself in self-defense. And to me, that's, you know, I understand people want to be fair about things, or whatever. But
let's go about that.
Yeah.
Because it's a good example of exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
From the video, and we don't know what happened around the corner, but from the video that we saw, she hit him first.
Sure.
Now, at that moment, when somebody hits you, you have a choice.
Right.
You can walk away,
yep,
or you can hit him back.
There you go.
And just, the point is, if you weigh 220 pounds, that maybe you have to learn to walk away. And maybe
bingo.
The NFL needs to teach people who weigh 220 pounds
right.
or 230 pounds or 330 pounds to walk away. And at one point, believe it or not, I actually did some work, or was supposed to do some work with the NFL, not about domestic violence, but about manners. And the NFL at one point was very concerned that their players they were very wealthy, young, relatively uneducated men quite often, who didn't have a whole lot of social graces, and they were getting themselves in, if not dangerous situations, at least stupid situations. And then somebody decided, I think they changed commissioners, and they decided they didn't need to do that. But the idea of teaching the NFL, teaching guys to walk away, and they can do the same thing that I did, which is you get in somebody's face, you get them to the point where they're ready to slug, and then they help them understand how that feels like, number one, so they have a body memory of it, and how to walk away from it, how to take a deep breath, how to go take a drink of water, how to go take a walk. Because he could have said, I'm not going to play. He didn't have to get in the elevator. He certainly didn't have to hit her. And it's not to say that there are not irritating people and that she has some, that she in fact started this. But and to say self-defense when you have a woman that weighs 120 pounds as opposed to a man who weighs 220 pounds.
Yeah. See, I was always taught by my folks from an early age that
you never hit
a woman. You never hit a girl, never hit a woman. But regardless of that, to me it's like you shouldn't hit anybody back. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
You learn, like you're saying, walk away. Yep.
And that was the interesting thing about the situation I was in, is that there were at least five different points at which she could have decided to let it go. And because she didn't, she was arrested. She spent 17 hours in jail. She's very likely to lose her job, if not immediately, which she probably will lose immediately. And again, I mean, the post office has the same problem that the NFL does to a certain extent. She probably should lose her job because she was... It turns out that the guy said, we're taking you to the hospital. And I said, no, I'm not going to the hospital. If they'd taken me to the hospital, she would have gone to jail because it would have been an automatic type 2 felony, as it was type 3. Because I saved her butt accidentally. Although I didn't want to particularly go to jail. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, we're talking about a situation that is, you know, it's not uncommon, unfortunately. And my guess is, we know this isn't the first and probably will not be the last, about a public figure, in this particular case, an athlete, being involved in a domestic situation, and I think there are a bunch of issues here. First of all, that this was particularly graphic because it wasn't he said, she said, or you know, first person account. It was a video, and videos are pretty hard to ignore. So that's number one. Number two, that the case itself, the situation itself, in theory, had already been brought to the NFL's attention. Perhaps not the video, although that's highly questionable. It's now looking like they did see the video, which is going to, I think, create some. I think Goodell is going to have to resign because it's a cover up if he saw the video. It's a 2-game suspension for knocking somebody unconscious. And I think the courts, presumably the courts had access to that video as well. And the courts giving a situation like this a sort of a slap on the wrist that it was as long as he got in some counseling or something. And again, she is certainly not without blame. But and the whole that whole issue of certainly someone needing to sit with her and say, I'll tell you what I say, too, because, again, this has been part of my life and my career, of talking with a woman who's been in this situation. And what I say is, number one, no man in America ever feels good about hitting a woman. He just doesn't. It's not, as Shane said, it's not part of our in theory, our manifest philosophy. I mean, the subtext is a whole different issue, but that a real man never hits a woman. So I don't think any man is ever going to feel good about slugging someone, especially someone he loves. So that's number one. So if you can't do it for yourself, do it for him. And you have to be apart during this time because he needs to learn to control that temper. It's very likely that this is a part of his upbringing, part of his psyche, part of his problem-solving response. And so he needs to learn because not only do you have to be able to trust him, you have to be able to trust himself. And that's going to take some time, so you certainly don't have to divorce him, but you have to let him be for a while. You have to let him figure out how to deal with this, so the two of you can come together and trust each other and love each other and not worry about saying the wrong thing. And my guess is, although it's not, I know they were in a casino, but my guess is that alcohol probably had something, very likely played some part in this, which is not an unusual phenomenon. But still, that. For women who are with men who have violent problems, and I'll look at the other one in just a minute, that understand that nobody ever feels good about slugging somebody that they love. They are apologetic afterwards, and there's that kind of honeymoon period afterwards, which I think that part of the syndrome is that people become addicted to that part as well, of, well, he'll be really nice after he slugs me, and I'm willing to take a beating for the makeup period, which is horrifying if you think about it. But if you can't do it for yourself and you don't have children, and so that's not, because as I said, that's in my experience, when most women leave men who beat them is when they're children, they view the children as at risk, or that he's going to kill them. He's going to kill either the children or the woman. And so they have to leave, which is, I mean, horrifying. Think about going home to somebody that you think, if you say the wrong word, might actually kill you. I mean, it's hard enough to go out in the public in a dangerous world. But when you go the place that should be the safest for you, and there's the risk that somebody could actually kill you, I mean, that's horrifying.
That is unbelievable. I've never thought of it that way, and that is just unbelievable.
Well, it means that there's no peace. It means that you're... So women in this situation are very jittery. They quite often are taking drugs, either Valium or alcohol, or to calm them down, because as Don pointed out, they're frightened most of the time. They're afraid of saying the wrong thing. They quite often, don't if their kids are around, don't bother your father. So domestic violence has a long and horrible history in our country, and maybe this is going to be the time. When Nicole Brown and OJ's situation came out, the number of calls to domestic violence hotlines went up by something like 900%, because people, it was finally out of the closet. And my guess is that you're going to see a similar situation here, which in some ways is horrifying, and in some ways at least people are talking about it. But I do think it's time. Until the penalties for covering this kind of thing up, whether it's other football players, and that was part of what happened at Penn State, is that the people, that there was really the entire football culture was punished. And there are people, I have really dear friends who are part of the Penn State alum, and they were furious. They said that it wasn't fair, that for the team to be punished, and that there were players there who weren't even there during the time, the 10 years that this had been going on. But until the penalties become so gigantic that there is actually a reason to not do this, that the players, bystanders, other women, other wives, the commissioner, the owners, the trainers, the cheerleaders, that somebody says, no, you are putting our entire franchise at risk. That if somebody finds out about this, if we cover it up, that it could be, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you suspend the team at some point, because the penalty has to be so important that people, because what is now is the profit motive of, you know, we don't want to embarrass the team, we don't want to lose a star running back, the Janae says, you know, I don't want to lose my meal ticket. I mean, all those kinds of, there needs to be such an important and expensive, that's the word I want, it has to be so expensive that people are not willing to indulge it anymore, to do it, to be a bystander, a silent bystander, or to cover it up. And until that happens, it will continue to happen, because we have a long and horrible culture of it. And the next door neighbor who hears things going on, well, I didn't want to get involved. I mean, that as a country, that, and it's not only men beating up on women. It's not okay for women to beat up on men either. But statistically, it's 90% men. And those 10% are not, don't get a buy as far as I'm concerned. But so everybody needs to stop it. Everybody needs to step up to it. Everybody needs to say it's not okay. And again, you know, that I think I think Goodall is going to have to step down on this, because whether he covered it up or not, it was the way that was handled was saying, boys will be boys. And boys may be boys, but they can't beat up on girls. They can't hurt people. It's just not okay anymore. All right, give me another example on Facebook, can you? Unless you want to say something. I didn't need to stump one. All right. Well, I've got what? We got 2 minutes here? 20 seconds. I'm not used to my new clock yet, am I? All right. All right, 20 seconds means if you want to get in on the discussion, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
And twitter.com/DrJoyBrownShow.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.